Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me and Marriage and Motherhood. I'm LaShawna, and today I have a special guest, Yasmeen. She's been on the podcast before, and you can look her up. She's been like from like a year, what was it, a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
Yeah, and she was telling us her story, so you have to go back and look at that juicy little...
It's juicy. It's crazy.
Juicy little journey that she's had, how she got to LA, she's from Atlanta, all this stuff. So I'll let her tell more about herself and our conversation. Hey, Yasmeen.
Hey, LaShawna. Excited to be here. I love talking to you. So this is going to be fun.
Yes. And so we were thinking, we're all talking about, I'm always asking her for like different advice. She listens to the podcast a lot. So I always like ask her like, hey, what do you think about the podcast? What do I need to do? So we were talking and then we were just like chatting one night and she was asking me about her little boo situation. And so we were talking about like mystery and she's just like, you know what? Like, when is it ever going to be where it's just like, where we just are, you know, we just know what each other wants and we're just like on the same page. And I was just like, never.
Heartbreaking.
Cause honestly, you just get your flow. You know what I mean? Like you just learn your flow. You learn your person, you know, it's like, there's never a time where you're just know exactly each other's moves, what's going to happen next. Like, and you really don't, if you think about it, you don't really want it to be like that. Like, you kind of want there always to be a little bit of mystery. Mm. And so that's what we were talking about, was like how to keep the mystery in your relationship, especially when you've been together for a really long time. I've been married for 11 years now, and we've been together off and on before that. It's been about 17, 18 years, you know, same person. And so, well, the first 8 years, it was, you know, we were kind of, you know, hit and miss, on and off, you know, whatever. A couple of boos in between the time. But since we've been married, there's still time where you're still a woman. He's still a man. You still want to have the attraction. You still have to keep that thing going. You don't want to be so predictable. You know? And so even like with dating, like how do you feel like with dating? What is like the biggest challenge you think?
For me, it is one, being able to enjoy the moment without putting all my fears out there. It's a very relevant conversation.
Yeah.
And so yeah, enjoying the moment and enjoying the ride, but also keeping an eye out for what I actually want in the end.
Right.
And kind of balancing the two.
Right.
And not kind of like shooting myself in the foot by like letting my fears take control. And then also it's like, you know, how do you kind of keep them on that? Leash is a bad word, but like string maybe. How do you keep them on the string and like keep the enticement, keep the mystery, but also balance that with vulnerability and being right. able to truly connect. So it's like, right. how do you do that?
Well, I think just like it, with friendship, I mean, the foundation of every relationship I feel like is friendship. So it has to be like a friend. When you're first meeting each other, you're trying to just get to know each other. And it's not off the bat. A lot of times with people, when you're, especially when you're single, you're getting older or you're ready to settle down, you're finally at that stage, you kind of want to speed everything up. You're like, okay, I'm ready for my man. I'm ready for my routine. I'm ready for my man, you know, my husband, my picket fence. Like, you in your mind already have what you want lined up. And so, but for the opposite person, they don't even know what that is. You haven't told them. You haven't talked about it. Probably you're just meeting. And so a lot of times what we're doing is we're comparing our current situation with our day two boo with a couple that may have been together for like 10 years,
right?
Where they're already in their flow. They've already gotten past that awkward stage. They've already gotten past like, you know, the drama, whatever may have happened. Maybe, you know, you find out you're not that compatible, or they've already, you know, worked through those things where they thought they weren't compatible, but then they come back and then they are compatible, you know? So just life, period. Life happens and they got back together and now they're in their flow for that time, for that season. And so I think with any relationship, it's like you kind of have to just kind of get to know people. And of course, in the back of your mind, you want to know whether this is going to be forever or not. Like, okay, is this my husband? Like, who is this? But at the same time, to keep that balance, you also have to be realistic. It's like, okay, he could possibly be your husband. It could possibly very much so be your compatible partner for life. Maybe not right now, but in the future. But if you're having such a good time, and we were just talking about this like offline, if it's a good time right now, enjoy the ride. Like if it's a person that's like not calling you back, you know, you're getting just the good morning text, you know, if you feel like you're on like some type of weird lineup,
right? You know, you're on like, the rotation.
You're on the rotation. On the rotation. You
know? Right.
It's like you getting that call, you know, like, you know, as a woman, like when it shit is just like crazy, where you're just like, you know what? He is not ready. This is just stupid.
Right.
Then those are the people that you're kind of just like, okay, yeah, no, I'm not dealing with that. Like, I don't have time for that shit. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be in a relationship. I'm not trying to deal with nobody where I'm trying to figure and guess where he's going to be. If he's going to call me back, he said he called me. Like, all those pattern of inconsistencies, those are more red flags. But if a guy is, like, not really ready to call you his girlfriend, or those are not really red flags. It's kind of just like he doesn't really know.
See, but I think as women, we always want to feel like we're the sure thing. Like, nigga, you should know. You should know. Look at me. I am that bitch. Exactly. I'm that chick. You should know. What is there to second guess? Exactly. I'm supportive. I'm beautiful. I can cook. I can clean. I have a job. I'm about to be making six figures. My nigga, get with it. You know what I mean? Right. So I'm just like, what is there to know? What is there to guess?
Well, I think that for some men, are just the commitment, period. Because as a man, men know, and we talked about this, like, in the podcast, like, when we first started, we were talking about, like, how even when me and the other host that was on before, when Kimberly, we were talking about how when we got married, it's not that men are just not thinking about marriage in a way that's like, oh, I don't ever want to be married. It's just like, well, it's not, like, at the top of their list. And mainly because, but a lot of men that I've talked to, it's kind of just like, well, we're the head, like, that we have all this responsibility. So they look at it like, I'm going to be taking on a whole lot of responsibility. Like, am I ready to, like, get in front of that whole thing? So I think men, they just look at marriage in such a much grander way than we do, because we're just coming in like with our toolkit and we're just coming in to help. And we don't have to really have the vision. Right. You know, we're there to support their vision.
Yeah, I'm like, babe, what do you need? Exactly. Babe, I've got it.
And what if he doesn't know?
Right.
What if he doesn't even know his vision? What if he doesn't even know what he wants to do? He's still trying to get his shit together. He's still, you know, like, so men, I think they approach relationships much different in that way too, because it's like, it's such more, much more of a responsibility and everybody's looking at them. It's like, okay, well, you got this family. Where's your bomb job? Where's your bomb car? Where's your stuff? Where's your, you know, 401k or your, whatever your entrepreneurship, where's your business? Where's your building? Where's your, like, whatever it is, it's like, they have to do that times like 100. We're just there to like support and cook, right? You know, like whatever our roles
there with
are.
My spatula, like, I'm ready to be a wife. Where are you? Got my mixer, KitchenAid. I'm ready.
And they're just like, I don't even have a bowl, like, to mix anything. I don't have the stuff, you know? So they're just kind of trying to figure things out. And then we're here just like ovaries. We're just here with like our
eggs dropping.
Here just like, okay, I'm about to be this age. I need to be snapping back. I need to, you know what I mean? Like, we have all of these different pressures, I feel like, as women, where men, they don't even have to think about that kind of
not
stuff.
At all.
You know? So I think with that, it's like, okay, we're just on two different pages as far as like readiness. What does readiness look like? For women, I feel like it's more, okay, ready to have another baby, ready to have, you know, more than one kid. And then for you, you're a single mom. And so it's not just, you know, come on, Yaz, let's do this. It's like, okay, I got to be responsible for a whole nother human being too. You know, so it's like, as a single mom, I remember thinking like, okay, because it's not just me. It's me and my son. So it's like, what can you bring? What are you going to be able to add? You know, it's like, so it's a whole nother, and they're looking like, okay, so it's not just her. It's this whole other responsibility too. So it's just going to be scary for men.
I think it is. I mean, I don't know how explicit we can talk. But
I mean, this is, okay, come on, let's go.
But I know after one of our lovemaking sessions, mm-hmm. he made a comment about how it was so good, and even, and I was even a mom, so he was expecting it to be like
mom pussy
like loose or something. And I was just like, what does that, so in my head, like, I know that me having a son, mm-hmm. like, kind of scares him a little bit.
Right.
Especially because my son will do stuff like hang up on him or, like, answer the phone or be in the background. So it's not, like, a mere, like, hides himself. He, like, is there, right. You know? You know, he's just tripping over cars and shit, exactly. You know? But it's just, like, okay.
Well, he doesn't have children.
Okay. And he's 2 years younger than me.
Okay.
So it's, like, before we started seeing each other, I really kind of looked at him like a little brother, to be honest.
Right.
And I didn't even put him in that category at all, but he came at me like a grown man. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, well, here we go.
You grown now.
You grown, girl. Okay, you want to be grown? All right. Let's rumble. Let's right. see where this can go, you exactly. know? But you're right. Like, the kid thing, generally, other people I have dated have known me from the past, and okay. they're super invested in, like, my son. This is the first person that's, like, even though we've known each other for a long time, we knew each other in a more professional capacity, because okay. I was his publicist
right.
in the past, but we knew each other in a more professional capacity, so it's, like, okay, well, this is different.
Right.
He wasn't around for my pregnancy. Like, he right. doesn't, like, know, like, my baby daddy is like this mythical creature to him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He doesn't have to deal with the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just like, it's just different, you mm-hmm. know? And navigating that is really scary.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. And it's, and I think as moms too, it's like, we kind of look at it like, is he going to be like a good, not just provider, but is he going to be a good role model for my mm-hmm. son? Are they going to have a relationship? Is it going to be awkward? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think for men, they're kind of thinking about the same thing. And a lot of times I've talked to different men that date women that have children, and they may have children or not, but they're always looking at it like, okay, is she looking for a father to her child, or has the father already taken care of that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, if the father hasn't taken care of that, then it puts them in a position where they have to take on, like, a whole father role. Mm-hmm. And if they don't already have their own children, mm-hmm. that can really be intimidating, because it's like, okay, I don't even know what to do
mm-hmm.
with a kid. I haven't even started, like, at least fathers have 9 months to prepare. They have, like, a little more time. You know, it's their biological child. So if mm-hmm. they make a mistake, it's like, well, it's my kid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's different. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm babysitting, it's like, I'm going to be extra, extra careful. If it's my kid, it's kind of just like, well, shit, if they drop some shit and we clean it up, it's just like, whatever.
Right.
We can clean it up tomorrow, you mm-hmm. know? But if it's somebody else's house and it's their kid, it's kind of just like, oh, we have to clean this up. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want, you know, so you're a little bit more mm-hmm. on guard.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, due to just geography, like, Amir's dad can only be but so involved.
Right.
I mean, we can Skype
every day.
Because
he's out of the country, right?
Yeah. He's in Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we can Skype every day, and he's been doing a much better job at, like, checking in and, like, trying to be there. But at the same point in time, until next year, when he can come back to the States, like, he's, like, telephone dad.
Right.
So whoever does come into my life, you know, and whenever I do get married, they are going to have to take on, like, a fatherly, like, responsibility. Like, right. I would want my husband to be going to dad's with and donuts, you know, with my son. Like,
exactly.
Don't leave him out. Like,
exactly.
You got to go to dad's and donuts.
That's part of the role, you know? So, just being more considerate as women, as a dater, a person that's dating, you just have to be more considerate of your potential mate, whoever that person is, and kind of look at it from their point of view. I think that as we kind of take on, like, more of a defensive role, like, I'll think sometimes that my husband's doing something on purpose to piss me off, but it's like, no, he's probably not even thinking about that. And if mm-hmm. I confront him about it, he's just like, how the fuck do you even come up with this stuff? Like, why are yeah. you even thinking? I wasn't even thinking like that, you know? So sometimes we can be so far ahead of ourselves thinking that someone is, like, out to get us or trying to make, and it's not even the case. It's like, people are just trying to live their life. They're just trying to have a little fun, just kind of see what this is all about, you know, whatever. And I feel like we more so should just be taking the ride for what it is. As long as it's not toxic, you're not getting hit, you know, it's not like you're getting ignored and you're just a chaser, chaser, chaser. It's like, no, if this is like working, because at the end of the day, we were talking about this a little bit offline, you know, if you're just dating, then if you, even if it turned into a boyfriend, girlfriend, it's still, you're still not married. You're still dating. You're still boyfriend, girlfriend. It's
right,
still,
pinky promise.
It's a pinky promise. We're pinky swearing at that point. You're just like, you pinky swear that you're not going to cheat on me. You pinky swear that you're going to be, you know, doing X, Y, and Z. You pinky swear Valentine's Day is going to be legit. You know, it's like all these pinky swears, because really there's nothing that is in stone. Like, there's no set. You haven't gotten to that point yet. So even if you decide to date exclusively, I think it's a good way to, like, gauge whether this person is, like, cool or not, or if this could be a potential person. You definitely don't want to marry somebody that doesn't call you back. Mm-hmm. That's not, you know, that's showing signs of just like being just dysfunctional. Mm-hmm. You don't want to deal with somebody like that. But if it's somebody that's like reciprocal, you guys are sharing business advice, you guys are dating, you know, you're having sex and he's calling you after, you know what I mean?
Right,
it's like,
right.
You know, it's like you're in a normal functioning dating type of relationship. You're two consensual adults that decided to have sex and to date each other and have fun. You just have to take it for what it is at the time. And then as time goes on and you get to know each other more, and then he wants to lock it down, you know, it's like you can see that. But it's like, enjoy it for what it is. You don't want to spend 10 years having fun. But at the same time, you don't want to cut off something because you're afraid of what it's not going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and even in that, it's like, we got to keep the mystery going. You got to keep the, you know, keeping the ball in your court. It's not always going to be in your court.
Right. So how do you bring it back to your court if you feel like the ball has slipped to the other side a little bit?
I think it just depends on what the scenario is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on how you lost the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what happened? Mm-hmm. It's not always going to be the same.
I feel like women lose the ball when we have sex.
Well, you definitely do. Oh, no, you've already...
Yeah.
You almost cost yourself the game.
Yeah, yeah. So
so if he's still playing ball with you after that, then it's kind of... You got to tread light. Because you almost... I mean, you're costing yourself the game at that point. Because you're not even enough invested all the time to even have that. And sometimes you can wait too long to have sex. And they're just like, I waited all that time. Like,
for some regular ass
Exactly. Some guys think like that. They're just like... You can wait too long and you didn't, you know, hype it up to the point where they're just like, really? Nah, bitch, I ain't. So you're taking a gamble whenever you have sex, because you have to think about with men, it's like jacking off for them. Unless there's a real emotional connection, it's like jacking off. So if once they've already got it from you, the chase is done, they've already got it, it's kind of like after that, the ball is in their court.
Mm-hmm.
So if they decide,
and is it in their court forever? Because
no, I don't think so.
Because I feel like, you know, with Bay or whatever, it's, you know, we've definitely gone there,
right?
But after that, it's been times where he's called, you know,
yeah,
multiple times,
right?
Back. But I definitely felt like the ball was more in my court,
right?
And then sometimes I noticed that, like, I really try and just let him call me, and I feel like that maybe sounds a little petty, but, like, I noticed, like, one morning I, like, happened to call him, and he didn't pick up, but then he called me right back. But when he called me back, he was like, did you call me? Or you called me?
Yeah.
And it wasn't that same energy as when he calls me, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I just called you. You call me 20 times a day, but I call you one time, and you're acting like I'm stalking you, and I don't understand that.
Exactly.
That's what I don't get. I'm like, we should be past this. He can literally call me like
how long
10
have you been
times since December, and it's March now. So,
okay, so a few months.
Yeah, 3-4 months.
So you're just getting to know each other.
Yeah.
You don't really know the rhythm yet.
Right.
You're still trying to get to
I'm
know.
Trying to get into the rhythm.
And the ball does not always is not going to always be in your court. Just know that ahead of time. I don't care if you're married, been together 25,000 years. It's not always going to be in your court. But when it's not in your core, make sure that you're not like lowering yourself, like making yourself vulnerable to the point where you're putting up with something that's like toxic, you know, like where you're being ignored or you're being, you're like almost begging for attention or just like doing things that make you feel like you have to go beneath yourself to get the attention back or to get, you know, that the ball bouncing again, you know, like make sure that that's not happening. But during that time, give them some space. You're just dating. Give them some space. Okay, well, guess what? Because he's going to call. If he wants the back, he's going to call. So it's like when you are dating somebody and the ball is not in your court because you had sex and, you know, you called him and he wasn't really enthusiastic. Anything could have been going on. You can't assume that it's just you. It could have just been whatever time of the day something's going on. And it just wasn't the time where he felt like talking. It could be anything. We can't even assume. We don't know. But in those times, then they don't want to talk. Then you give them space. Now, when you're in your space, you shouldn't be like, you know, cyber stalking them. You shouldn't be like.
Yeah, I like how you casually said that. Cyber stalking.
This is a new, it's a new time. Yeah. You know, back in my day, we didn't have social media, so I don't even remember what I would have been doing. Probably just like, I don't even remember. What was I doing? Something stupid. It was something stupid and psychotic. Or popping up at their house. Mm-mm. You know, something crazy. Or, you know, trying to break into their email or something.
Yeah, no, we're not that invested for me to bring out that level of crazy. You know, that's code Z crazy. Right now, we're still, like, on code B. Like, you know, I might look at your Insta story. That's it. That's me, you know, whatever.
Treading light.
Treading light. And I'll even do it from a page. That's not my name. Just so you don't think that I'm that deep into it, you know.
Exactly. You know? So that's still safe. But, you know, just not investing. So it's like, okay, well, hey, he's a little busy right now. You know, like it's not my time. It's not my little, you know, it's not my vibration. So get busy doing your own stuff. Get back into your son. Get back into your career. It's so many things. Call your girls up. Let's do a girls' night. I need to be off my phone, off my Instagram, off check in. So whatever that means, it's like whatever that means for your quiet time, you need to plug into that until he's ready to call again or whatever and have a conversation about it. If it gets to the point where you're like, okay, this is feeling like a game, let him know like, okay, so what, you know, you can check in. What's up? What's going on? Like, you know, but for you, even though it's only been a couple months, you kind of already know that rhythm. You know what I mean? And you can keep that going. Men, they know what they want already. You don't really have to play any types of games. You'll know if a man wants you because he's going to continue to call you. Maybe even if it's not every day, if you're not at that point where you're checking in with each other every day, he's going to call you enough to know that you're interested. Let him know you want to go out. Okay, what are we doing this weekend? We should do something. Let's go. I want to go out. If he says, okay, cool, let's do something. Let's go out. That's your chance. You don't have to talk every single day, every single minute up until the time. You know what I mean? So you're kind of looking forward to days where you're spending together. You know, kind of just back off. If you know that it's getting too hot and heavy and you're starting to get a little crazy because the phone calls are not maybe coming, then it may be time for you guys to see each other in a space outside of sex.
Right.
You know, where you're like, okay, we can go to dinner or we can go to a movie or just do something random fun and have that activity going on. That's super important because then you're trying to see. Because you're going to spend a lot of your relationship, once you get married, it's going to be busy. You're going to have kids. You're going to have your life cycle. So you want to know what kind of fun they like to have, too. Like, okay, are they even fun? Is he just a homebody? Am I never going to be able to get him out the house? Because once you get on the couch, sit. You know?
Right.
You know? So it's like, can you get him out? So these are, like, ways to test the person to see if you're even really compatible with them or if you're just trying to make it work because of sex. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's like keeping the ball in your court. It's like you're not always going to have the ball.
Right. And how do you kind of keep that, like, mystery and intrigue, like, along the way? Because for me, like, I'm just ready to let my walls down. I'm ready to be vulnerable. I want to pick my toes. I want to let my hair, I want to let my edges be puffy. You know what I mean? But how do you balance your need for comfort and safety and security with also keeping, like, a level of intrigue?
Well, it just depends on the person. You still need more time to figure that out. Because do they have an issue with puffy edges? Do you even know? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, are you in a space where you can just, like, go grab breakfast and you don't have to have puffy edges? You may not be there yet where you feel comfortable with your puffy edges. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's, like, something you would have to gauge with yourself. Like, why don't you let your edges show puffy? Do you?
No, I like soft, sleek edges. Don't like puffy edges.
So if they get puffy, what would happen?
I just don't feel as bad. I don't feel as cute.
Okay, so then right now, you're not at that point where your edges can be puffy with him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you haven't gotten to that level of comfort. So you just have to date longer. Date more. It's not that time yet. You mm-hmm. still, you know, you wanted your ledges to be laid down. You know? Yeah. I can't show you my edges yet. You know? It's like, yeah. You see my coochie, but you ain't seen my edges. I can't let you see my edges not laid. We're black women. Okay. Yes. It's like a certain, you know, it's levels.
It is. You know, it's so funny. I was listening to the new Devon Franklin book on Audible, and he was making a comparison. It's like, if you started dating a guy, would you give him the passcode to your phone? And then he's like, if you wouldn't, is your phone more important than your body? It's right. Like, we'll put our phone, we won't give a man, like, the code to our phone, but we'll give up the box.
The box, yeah.
It's really, you know, interesting.
So when you think about it like that, it's like, okay, well, how comfortable am I? It's like, it's your level of comfort, though. It's all up to you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You could have felt that comfortable with him. You're probably very confident with your sexuality. That reads a lot of different ways. You're mm-hmm. very, you know, your box might, it's going to keep the ball in your court. You know, yeah. Like, like, this is how your perception of the situation could be. Right. You know, with your edges, you may not be like, okay, well, if he just see me with my edges looking crazy, I'm going to keep him turned.
Yeah. On. Right. Yeah. You know? Match your underwear. You
exactly. Exactly. So, it's really about you. Like, that's where your own, like, no one can teach you that. It's kind of just like you and your dating journey. Mm-hmm. So it's like, the more comfortable you get with your partner, your person, the more those things, you'll start to let your guard down. So your guard is still very up in most areas. Some areas, not so much, but a lot of the areas are still up. And so as you get to know somebody and as you grow in that area, you'll figure out what you can be vulnerable about. You want to close the door? Let me close the door. But you'll figure out what to be vulnerable about. Because you're starting to get to know each other, you know? So it starts to get more like, okay, well, this is getting more comfortable. We're building more of a friendship to right. where, you know, we're friends now. So it doesn't matter if he sees my edges puffy. You know, I'm mm-hmm. here. Your edges is puffy.
You know? No, you need a haircut. You know? Yeah.
It's cool. We ain't tripping. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, ooh, you need to get a haircut. That's not yes. You know? So we're presenting ourselves in the beginning like we're perfect. Like, you know, edges is always laid. You know, it's always, this is the package. But as you get more comfortable, even with friendships, like certain friends, like you just can feel more comfortable mm-hmm. with. So you know, like, okay, this is my business friend. So she can't see me with my edges not done. I need to always have a professional persona when I'm around this person. Mm-hmm. But with your girls, you can sit on the couch, mm-hmm. drink some wine, hair in a messy bun. So it's the same thing, like in relationships, I feel like. Once you get that person and you start to feel more like you can go from your professional look to on the couch with your messy bun, it's like, okay, now you guys are getting to a zone where it's like, okay, this can be, I can be more vulnerable. I can mm-hmm. share more. you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that you may be ready to do that, but if there's any apprehension coming from you, then you know that it's just not time in the relationship that you're in right now. Mm-hmm. It's only been a few months.
Yeah, it has. And I feel like in ways, I gave him a lot more credit and I let my guard down in certain ways, especially like sexually and like, you know, letting him come over, things like that, a lot earlier than I probably should have because we did know each other from the past.
Right.
So it's like we had like an established relationship.
Right.
From the past, even though it was like in a professional way. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, you know, Bae wouldn't do this. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But I didn't know. Like, I had never seen the man side of him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I go to therapy and I was telling my therapist about this person and they were like, you really don't know a man until you've been in an intimate setting with him.
Right.
He's like, you know, you could go to work with Bob all day. You don't know Bob beats his wife every night.
You don't know.
Because Bob is not wife beater Bob in the office. You know what I mean? So it's not until you get into an intimate setting with someone, whether it's sex or not, whether it's just a relationship or whatever, you know, you don't know them until you're in that setting. And sometimes we give men too much credit before we even know them in that setting. So I knew Bae and just, he was professional Bae.
Right.
He wasn't Bae at all. Actually, he was really more like little brother because he's 2 years younger. And for whatever reason, in my mind, 2 years was like, this nigga's got a pacifier, okay? Like, I wasn't looking at him in that way. Right. But he, like I said, he came at me like a grown man.
And then your guards are already down in friendship. That's how it was with my husband. I've known him since ninth grade. You know, so it's like, well, we didn't start like looking at each other in that way or even pursuing that until we were in our 20s already. And so for me, it was like, okay, we're all the way in because we're friends already. So there's no like, but then I learned very quickly that once you drop your draws, there's no, now you in a lineup. So there, you can't treat them like a friend because they're not really your friend anymore in that way. We have a friendship. We have a foundation of a friendship. But if you got, you know, this, you know, you got hoes lined up, you know, and then you start messing with your friend, she in the lineup now. So it's not the same. So then it's like, okay, you used to be able to tell me everything and I was part of, you know, the plot of whatever escape you was trying to make. And now you trying to find an escape story for me. Like, oh, this is, oh, so-and-so, yeah, and this is, you know, and then you come up a part of the bullshit. You like, wait, now, when did it change from us being friends where I feel like you covering something up?
Right. Yeah, that definitely happened. And I was like, but why wouldn't you, why would you come to me with this? Don't you know?
Because no, as women, I think we're looking at it like, okay, this is my friend, so we just like guards down. But no, it is still, you still have to have the same type of standards that you would for anybody that you're dating because now that it has changed. So when people think, oh, well, oh, a best friend, oh, if I date my best friend, it's going to be so easy. No, it's not. It is the same standards that you would have because now the relationship has changed. So yeah, you want a foundation of a friendship, which is why I've been married for so long is because at the end of the day, we are friends. So there's certain things we won't do to our friends and we have a, you know, a long-term friendship that's gone from beyond. So we know the same people and all stuff. But at the end of the day, we're in a different realm of relationship. So I'm not one of the homies anymore. So you can't tell me the same thing that you would have if we were not in a relationship because now you have things that you have to keep from me because I'm not going to look at it the same as I would if we were just friends because I'm a woman and I have emotions and now I didn't gave up my goodies. And so now I have a standard, you know? So I think that in that happens a lot. It definitely happened to me. And just learning how to navigate through that, I was like, oh, no. I know how to deal with this. I'm going to have to pull it all the way back.
I definitely experienced, even when we had our first, like, when I broke up with him the first time. Mm-hmm. Let me just say this to the listeners. Lashana just prevented me from breaking up with him probably like a second or third time by now. And it's only been since December. But like every step of the way, I'm like, nah, I can't do this. Anyway, but the first time I broke up with him, I was like, you know, we have such a strong foundation, because like I felt like I was a professional cheerleader of his. Mm-hmm. Like I was always super supportive of him. Right. So I was like, why would you even come to me and not be ready basically to get down on one knee? Like, why even bother the God if you're not going to come bearing gifts, my nigga? Like, why you're supposed to come to me when you're ready and you are not ready. You're still playing games.
But I feel like men, they're not, whenever they're coming at you, some men are ready. I mean, if they're older or if they're, you know, like there's some men that are just looking for the same thing. They're just ready and they're, you know, but at the same time, it's like maybe he just wasn't ready for a relationship at all. But the opportunity presented itself, because for sure when me and my husband got together, we were not even thinking about a relationship and not with each other, just because of the history and how many people we knew the same and boyfriends and girlfriends, ex. So it was just so much messy drama with us. We weren't even looking at it like that. But at the same time, it's like you're still changing your relationship from friends, real friends, where you like Bob the Beater. You don't have that. You don't know him like that. Mm-hmm. You know, until you get into that intimate relationship. And then it's like, okay, well, people do things very differently when they're in relationship with them.
Right.
You know, so you have to have rules and boundaries for yourself the same way you would, whether it's like your friend Fred. You got to have those rules for Boo, Brian, whatever, you know, mm-hmm. Like you have to put these rules up, because friend Fred, oh, he can't call me all the time. Let me tell you, well, me and my husband, and we would have plenty of time we broke up. I changed my number. I was like famous for changing my number. Like I changed my number like 50 times. And so I had changed my number, you know, whatever, to get a hold of me. He had to pop up. I wanted all the dramatics. You need to come, like, chasing me. Seriously.
We're both Virgos.
We need all the theatrics. But in the beginning, like, I felt like, okay, I got to shut this all the way down, okay? And then we ended up having a child together. And so it was still mayhem and disorder. It was just dysfunction. And so I was like, you know what? Changing my number. I have my house phone. So I couldn't do change the number thing because you got to pick your baby up. Mm-hmm. So I was like, we have a house phone. The only way you're picking up your son, really, I mean, we already have a schedule now. He was like an infant. But like, we have a schedule now. And shit, we are not together. So you don't even be able to call me on my cell phone, especially if we already have an arranged time. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. So I really had to put boundaries up where it was like, okay, when it's time to do the trade-off, that is when you can contact me. There's not going to be, no, I'm not going to be your baby mama, you know, backup boo thing where you could just be calling me. Like, I need to set some real ground rules. And so we had already been through that. Even when we were dating, we didn't have children. I would change my number. And then you have to press reset, because now you're getting stupid. And so now I got to put reset again, put my boundaries up. And so it was the same type of thing. So I just, from scratch, when I had my son, I'm like, okay, until he can follow these boundaries, you can't just pop up at my house. It's no kicking it at my house. You come pick up your son, you take your son, you bring him back. You can do that on the house phone. You don't need to be able to contact me. You don't even need my phone number. I have the house. You have the house number where I'm at, where you're on your way. Cool. He's a baby. He doesn't even need any. You can't talk to him on the phone. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have to put boundaries around yourself so that you're not being silly. You're not allowing yourself to be compromised, protecting mm-hmm. your heart. You know, so mm-hmm. it's like I can't treat you, even though I know you since the ninth grade, I can't treat you like my friend from the ninth grade because you're not that person anymore. Now we in a whole different realm. So now this is a whole different boundary. I wouldn't let just some, you know, random boo, I wouldn't allow him to just be calling my phone any old time of the night. Mm-hmm. No, because this is not what this is. So I'm going to treat you the same way I would treat anybody else that I was dating and that I have respect for myself. So the more boundaries I put up for myself, mm-hmm. the more that he would change himself to meet my expectations. Mm-hmm. So it's not like playing games or mystery, or it's like there is some mystery, and I do that, and I'm gonna get to my list, so because we're getting like way off topic, but but there are some things that I feel like you can do to like keep the mystery in the relationship. Well, this is something that I do, and it's so funny because I talk to other women, even if they're not married, they just like have a boyfriend that they live with or whatever. But like hiding clothes for special occasions. So I'll go shopping. I don't always tell my husband that I'm shopping. He doesn't always know what I buy. I may have to keep it in the trunk until he goes to sleep or whatever. And then hang it up in the closet like it's always been there for more than one reason. But just, I want him to see me in something new. So I don't show him. You know how sometimes you'll like, oh, I got this. Oh, this is what I got. This is what I got. Well, he already saw it. So it's like, it's not as special mm-hmm. now that he saw it already. So I definitely hide clothes so that when he sees them, it's like for the first time. So it's just like, you know, okay.
She's stepping out.
You know, like mm-hmm. I do that. Always buying just new jewelry, new clothes. And depending on what your budget is, like, even if you got like a new lipstick, something mm-hmm. new, just to like show yourself as something new where they mm-hmm. see you like, oh, and then they may not even say anything, or getting your eyelashes done every once in a while, or, you know, like just little things that are out the ordinary. When you get your nails done, get a new color. If you're just like that one French manicure, get hot pink. Mm-hmm. You get something bold where they'll notice like, oh, get all white. You know what I mean?
She's feeling a little Tatiana spicy. Exactly. The all white toes.
Exactly. You got to have that kind of stuff. Getting new. Mm-hmm. And just being a little mysterious. You don't have to say, okay, babe, where are you going? Oh, today I'm going to go here. Especially when you're dating. Oh, well, I'm going out with so-and-so today. And I'm going to be doing this. And I'm going to go to work. And then I'm going to come back. Your day is already predicted. Oh, I ain't got to call her. I already mm-hmm. know what she's doing today. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, even when you're married, it's like you get up, you go to work, whatever, you may stay out a little bit longer. You don't have to call your husband and say, mm-hmm. hey, I'm doing this, that, and the other. I mean, nothing outlandish where you're just like gone the whole night, not calling. But if you stay out maybe an hour extra to run some extra errands without checking in to say, let him call you. Hey, babe, you all right? You cool? That means he's thinking about mm-hmm. you. He's kind of paying attention to the time. Those little things make such a big difference. It's like you're keeping a little mystery about yourself. What is she doing? Where's she at? Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing. I'm at the grocery store. I just stopped to here. Or, oh, no, I just stopped and talked to so-and-so. You know what I mean? Like, keep mm-hmm. a little bit of mystery. You don't have to be doing anything.
Right. So, let me ask you this. So, in keeping mystery, so this is something I do that I don't know that if it's petty or if it's smart.
It's probably in between.
So, if I'm having dinner or lunch with someone, mm-hmm. I'll just casually post our meals. Mm-hmm. I won't necessarily say, dude, it could be my homegirl. I could have cooked dinner for me and my homegirl. But I will post what I cooked. And I'll post the wine and the candle. You know, because I set it out for my homegirls too. But it's like, no, I'm going to just post that and just let, I'm not going, and I feel bad because sometimes my girl will be like tagging me like, yeah, my girl cooked us dinner. I don't get me posting her shit. I don't get me posting her shit. I let that stay in her story. Exactly. I'm not putting it in mine because I'm playing a little game. Just a little game. Just to try and keep some mystery. So is that like,
listen, I'm going to let you do you. Because if you feel like that's what works for you, then keep doing it. The only thing is just sometimes you want to be careful that you're not doing it too much to where you're getting caught up in playing too many games. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing wrong with posting what you're doing for tonight. Mm-hmm. It's not your husband.
Right.
It's, you know, like you want to keep those little things going because you want him to think about what you're doing. You know, or see if he's even thinking about what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, if he notices, oh, well, shit, who's she at? Because you want to be desirable. You want men to look at you as desirable. If you just, you know, that old battle axe at the house that they know they're going to come home and she's going to have her robe on and her hair wrapped. Mm-hmm. You know, dinners might be cooked, but it's nothing to look at. If there's no mystery, if they don't feel like even anyone else would even want you, it's kind of just like, well, where's the sexiness? Where's the mystique? Where's the, you know, the curiosity? Men are curious.
Right.
They like a challenge. So if you want to post your meal, it don't have to be, shit, you, it's your Instagram. It's your Facebook. It's your story. Post it. You know what I mean? You just don't want to do it all the time where it's like you're always having to bait.
Right.
You know, where you're always baiting to get attention. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, you're, this is how I do dinner.
Mm-hmm. Even this is what I do.
This is what I do. Okay. So if it's not going to be with you, it's going to be, this is still going to be candles. It's still going to be a bomb, delicious dinner. Either you're going to eat it or you're not. You know, so it's like, but you want to, you're presenting yourself to somebody. You're presenting, this is me. This is what I do. Mm-hmm. Not just for you, but this is who I am as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good information. I mean, like for me, I definitely am still in that phase where I'm like kind of wearing a little lingerie.
Yes.
On the meetups. You know,
you want to do that because you're constantly like, even for me, I want my panties and bra to match. They don't have to at this point.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even always see it. You know, it's dark.
Don't even seem like he cares.
And most,
but I still do it.
And men usually don't. Like, my husband doesn't care. He's not going to say, oh, you have to. If I don't, he has never said it one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he'll be like, oh, baby, this is not even. If I have on, like, some freaking Hanes in a sports bra. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to get to the box. Mm-hmm. So he don't even see, he wants it off. I want you just naked. Mm-hmm. You know, so he doesn't even care about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, whatever man you're with, like, if you're not really into that where you feel like you don't want to have that pressure of always being on. Like, I always have to have matching bra panties. I always... Like, because then it kind of gets to the point where it's just like, well, shit, what if you don't really have time to do that? Or what if you're just coming home from work?
Mm-hmm. And how can you be spontaneous?
How can you be spontaneous if you're always, like, in uniform, panties and bra? You know what I mean? It's like, it has to feel natural. You do want to be intentional. But at the same time, like, there's going to be times where you're going to have to just be spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're being spontaneous... The bra and the panties might just not match.
Right, and your edges might be puffy.
And and at the end, your edges
that one got puffy. At the end, they get puffy.
To get, that's the goal. That is the goal. Okay, you're going to have puffy edges at the end. So, but yeah, it's like all about the mystery and keeping yourself up. I tell women all the time, like, no matter how many years you've been married, no matter how long you've been in your relationship, look good. Look good. Be conscious of that. You know, be conscious of the way that you look, how you do your hair. You know, like, switch it up sometimes. You know, do a ponytail. Do some braids. Do something that looks a little bit different so that the person that you're with does not feel like every week. I mean, how would you feel, just like with men, if they're not getting their hair cut? You're going to be like, it's okay to get a haircut this week, like... Even if you're trying to save money, or even if it's been a rough week and you don't have time, like, put a hat on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, the same effort that you want your man to do is the same effort that you should be putting in for yourself, too. And that just keeps that intrigue. It just keeps it new. Like, you don't have to check with them every time. You mm-hmm. know, you should I get pink? Should I get orange? Should I just come with a color? Come with something new. Come with a new dress, some new jeans, you know, a new little, some heels. You know, you in flats all the time? Because I know I wear flats all the time now. I used to never wear flats. And then I went to the sneaker phase and just with all the kids. And it was just a lot. And so my husband, but he doesn't ever say like, oh, you should wear heels. But I'll still put heels on if we're going to date night.
Right.
And then he'll be like, babe, now get your, you know, slides because I don't want to hear
this. That's him looking out for you. That's how you know you got a real partner.
Okay, like,
that's a real partner.
Babe, we're going to be out all night. I would not want to hear about your feet at the end of the night. Just go on. You're trying to be cute. Get them shoes. So you'll get to that phase, too, where he's just like, girl, we having a good time. Like, don't even worry about that. You know, so it's like you want to be able to spark it up when you need to and then still have, like, that friendship, that balance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about balance and not overthinking it. You know, you got to catch your vibe. You got to catch your person. You'll know how they, you got to go off of what they're thinking, how they, you know, you'll see how your mate or your, you know, your boo, whatever, you'll see how they vibe off of you. you know what they like. I know my husband loves red lipstick. He loves me when I wear my red lipstick, you know? So it's like when I know sometimes I'm in gloss and he's fine with that. But I know when I put on my red lipstick or if I switch up my lipstick.
He knows what time it is.
He's like, oh, you got your red lipstick on. The other day I had on some leggings and they had like fishnet strips in them. And so he was like, oh, so you got your fishnets on? I was just going to work. But that day I was just like, let me, you know, look cute today. I'm going to put on, you know, I'm going to look cute today. I'm going to put a little something on. I'm going to, you know, put some effort on today and look cute. And he noticed, you know, and I wasn't even trying to make him notice, but I just, so it's like they are paying attention. Mm-hmm. Men are not always very vocal. They're not usually telling you, they're not telling you what to wear. I mean, I don't like them kind of guys.
Right. No.
I don't want nobody that makes me feel like I have to put on this or I have to be wearing this certain designer. That is like crazy to me. I don't even know. That's a red, for me, that's a red flag.
Yeah. He's either gay or controlling.
Exactly. Right. It's like, it's something in between. It's not my type. Mm-hmm. You know, I want somebody that's just like, oh, that's cute. That's cool. You look cute today. You look nice today. You know, or, oh, I see you. You know, they notice, but not to where they're like, mm-mm. Put those heels on.
Yeah.
Gotta have your heels. But yeah, just learning how to just, you know, be yourself in your relationship is mystery enough. Having friends, having your own hobbies, having your own life outside of them, so that whenever it gets to those little dry spells where there are always going to be dry spells in relationships, there's always going to be times where you feel like the ball's not in your court. You don't always have to be trying to get the ball back.
Right.
It's just like, okay, well, right now, I need to maybe be spending more time with my friends, you know, or even coming to them as a friend. Like, you know, is everything okay with you? What's going on? You know, is business good? Because sometimes men just get inside of themselves, especially black men. Remember we went to that,
yeah,
and he was saying how that black men are just not heard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is so powerful. Sometimes they just want us to listen. Mm-hmm. And to be checked on. You all right? Mm-hmm. What's going on? You know, seem kind of quiet. We take everything so personal.
Yeah, like it's us. It's or us. Like they're trying to attack us where they might just be.
Or they're ignoring us. They don't want the relationship anymore. Yeah. They're just dramatic as fuck. Mm-hmm. Just, oh, God, they're not calling me. Oh, he probably doesn't want to be with me. Oh, he's just, oh, I shouldn't do this. Oh, and you're just overanalyzing mm-hmm. everything. And it could just be that, you know, his career may not be going the way that he wants it to go. Or he may not be having a good day. Or, shit, he may just not be feeling you right now. Mm-hmm. He's not even thinking about a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, he just need a friend. You cool? Everything good? Yeah, it's good. Okay, well, just call me when you, you know, when you get time, when you're ready, you know, whatever. Usually, they're going to call if they want to fuck with you. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like the mystery thing, I feel like there's a mystery. It's good to be mysterious. It's good to have that. You know, little something to keep them intrigued, but the ball is just not always going to be in your court.
Right.
And if it's not, it's okay.
Right.
You want to get the ball back. You don't want to be in that place, like I said earlier, where you are bending backwards, constantly trying to make, see me, look at me, then you know it's getting toxic. And that may just be something that's just not for you, but at least you rode it all the way to the end. And now you see, okay, this is not really working. And then you can date other people.
Right.
And even at the same time.
Right, yeah, no. I definitely try to keep the options open. Yeah,
you know, sure. Like I said, you don't want to be in no pinky swear relationship where, you know, you're giving. And then, you know, and at the same time, they may be dating. And then you have all your eggs in this one basket. It's like you just have to feel the vibe. Women, trust me, men don't like to share. Women will share. Women are more, they'll be a side chick. But men, when they want you, they want to be with, they don't want to share. Mm-hmm. There's no, oh, because if that's the case, then they don't really like you like that. Mm-hmm. It's something else. They may be using you or just, they're not into you like that. So they'll stay on the side. But men, they're not sharing. They don't want to share their women. So if they feel like, oh, you're out, who are you? Oh, no. Nah. So that now I'm going to have to lock it down. Now mm-hmm. I got to, you know what I mean? So that's when you'll kind of see where it's like, okay, he's serious. Okay, he's stepping up. You know, it's a pinky swear, but
right,
he's stepping up. Now he's trying to get, now it's more getting to more of a marriage type mm-hmm. of, now he probably wants to get engaged. Now he wants to really, okay, well, I mean, as long as I'm single, I'm free to do what I want to do, you know, so are you locking it down? Like, what are we talking about? Oh, and if he's ready, well, he's going to lock that down because right. he don't want nobody else touching his stuff. You know, so it's not really about the just mystery. It's just getting to know people, dating, letting it stretch out.
It's good advice. It's a long man sport.
You're in the long haul for everything. You just never know. But take a chance. It's like women, we need to take more chances in life. Just, you don't have to stay stuck and settling for one person that you is just going for the okie doke. Mm. You're in it for the long run. You're having a good time. Enjoy it for what it is until you just don't want to do it anymore. And then you can do something else. Or do something else at the same time where it's not taking up all your thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, so, yeah. So I hope that was helpful.
It was definitely helpful. Just so everybody knows, LaShawna is like my guide in dating. You know, helps me with my, like, you know, my game plan, keeping my eye on, like, what matters, telling me to breathe, chill out, enjoy the moment, you know. So if anyone knows LaShawna personally and you haven't taken her up on this skill, send her a text.
Okay. DM me. I love questions. I will share my opinion on the podcast. That's all the time that we have for today. It's been wonderful again. Love talking to Yaz. So leave a review. I'm working on my closing, but leave a review at the end. And we will see you or talk to you next week. Thanks, guys.
Bye.